Anything else you call him?
No, that's my favorite.
And someone that you can't joke with without him losing his temper.
Quick temper.
Okay. And say something that happened to embarrass someone. Say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit...
He's embarrassed, or he's a little bit sensitive.
Okay. Any other word for sensitive?
Not at all.
Do you ever say testy or touches or...
I say touchy.
Okay. And you say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't expect him to get so...
upset.
If he lost his temper, you say he was really...
rude.
Huh?
Rude.
Okay. And he's not speaking to you, you say he's...
acting funny.
Okay. And someone's about to lose their temper, you might tell them that this...
hold the cool.
Okay. Or just keep...
cool.
Huh?
Cool.
Anything else you say?
Quiet.
And do you ever say calm or calm?
No, I say calm.
If you've been working very hard, you'd say you were very...
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Exhausted.
What about slang ways of saying that?
Oh no.
And you'd say I'm just completely
tired.
Or using wear out, you say I'm completely
wow.
And if a person had been well, then suddenly you hear that they've got some disease. You say, well, yesterday when I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they...
took sick.
And if a person had gone out in the rain and had come in and was sneezing and everything, you'd say he went out and...
caught a cold.
And if you couldn't talk right, then he sounded a little...
hoarse.
And if you do that, you have a...
cold.
And if you normally went to bed at... say 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up till 1 or 2 o'clock, by that time you'd be feeling pretty
sleepy.
And you say at 6 o'clock in the morning I'll
get up.
Well, before you get up you have to
wake up.
And you say he's still sleeping, you better go
wake up.
Huh?
Wake up.
Or you better go in there and
wash him.
But now you're talking about someone else would say, he's going to be late for work, so you better go in there and...
hurry up.
Okay. And if you've gotten someone some medicine and you go in and you still see the medicine by their bed, you'd ask them, why haven't you...
taken your medicine.
And the person would say, well, an hour ago I...
took a dose.
Okay, and in another hour I'll...
take another dose.
And someone who can't hear anything at all, you say they're...
deaf.
Huh?
Deaf.
Did you ever hear that word pronounced differently?
Deaf.
How did that sound to you?
Awful.
And if a man had been out working in the sun and he takes off his shirt and it's all wet, he'd say, look how much I...
am sweating.
Or I passed into that, look how much I...
sweated.
And a sore that comes to a head is called a...
boil.
And the stuff that drains out is...
puss.
What about the stuff that drains out of a blister?
It's water.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. You say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what? If it got bigger, you'd say my hand.
It's swollen.
Okay. And right after the bee stung me, my hand really...
swole up.
And if a bee stings you, your hand will...
creep.
And it'll...
swell.
And someone got shot, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the...